If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblogues.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
So here's some interesting world facts that many people are unaware of. Global power and politics. A handful of countries control most of the world's financial system. The U.S., Europe, U.K., and Japan dominate the global banking rules. International payment systems. Countries can be economically punished without a single shot fired. Why that matters. Sanctions are often, they often hurt civilians more than the government. The UN has no real enforceable power. UN resolutions are not laws. Powerful countries can ignore them with little consequence. The five permanent Security Council members can veto almost anything.
Wait, what?
The five? The Security Council of the UN.
Oh, okay.
Global justice depends on power, not morality.
Okay.
Most modern borders were drawn by colonizers.
We talk about that all the time. I say it. Man-made
yes.
Borders.
Especially in Africa and the Middle East. Borders often ignored ethnic, cultural, or religious realities. Many present-day conflicts trace directly back to European map drawing. Humans are easier to control when exhausted. Long work hours, debt, constant media equals reduced resistance. This is why major policy changes often happen during crises. Stress lowers critical thinking.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah, people trust confident lies more than hesitant truths. Confidence activates authority bias. Even false information spreads faster when delivered assertively. So you can see that modern day, like how Kristi Noem and that Carolyn Leavitt, like they just keep repeating the same lie. Or their same stance over and over. That's why you just, when they're asked a question, they just go back to their script. Because they just keep repeating it and repeating it and repeating it. And then eventually people are like, oh, well, she kept saying it, so it must be true. Fear travels faster than facts. Negative news spreads 6 times faster than positive news.
Fear travels faster than facts, as you said?
Fear travels faster than facts.
Wow, that's a good one.
Social media algorithms amplify outrage.
Oh, yeah.
The world feels more dangerous than it statistically is.
I say that all the time.
While real systemic dangers get ignored. Many countries depend on modern slavery.
Oh. Not in 190 what days? A 92 or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
I won't be no slave.
Over 50 million people worldwide live in forced labor conditions, including mining, agriculture, garment production. Cheap goods often come from extreme exploitation. Most billionaires' wealth isn't cash. It's stocks, assets, and influence. This allows them to borrow against wealth and avoid taxes legally. Workers are taxed on every paycheck. Wages have not kept up with productivity for decades. Workers produce more than ever. Pay has stayed relatively flat. The difference goes to shareholders and executives. Humans share more DNA with each other than we think. Any two humans are 99.9% genetically identical. Race has no biological basis, only social meaning. Yet race strongly predicts life outcomes due to policy and history. Your body replaces most of its cells every few years. You are biologically a new person multiple times in your life. Trauma can still be carried through memory and nervous systems. Science confirms that stress literally reshapes the brain. You are tracked far more than you realize. Phones track location even when off.
What?
Yeah. Data is sold, shared, and analyzed constantly.
We talked about that and people are like, I agree, give me that.
Yeah, most people never read or understand the consent agreements. The internet is heavily centralized.
Your boy's looking kind of intelligent today, y'all.
Yes. A small number of companies control cloud services, search, and social platforms. The myth is that the internet is decentralized and free. Police were not originally created to protect everyone.
Whoa.
Many early police forces protected property, controlled labor, and enforced racial order. Modern policing still reflects these roots in practice.
We could go down to the bottom of the ocean on that.
Yeah. Wars are often profitable. Reconstruction contracts, weapons manufacturing, and resource access. The incentives are conflict benefits industries even when civilians suffer. We already produce enough food to feed the world. Hunger exists because of distribution, profit systems, and waste. Over 30% of food is thrown away globally.
So, this might be a bad comparison, but so if you had 10 meals sitting at a table, three people just get up and throw their meal away and don't even eat it.
Yeah. Water will be more valuable than oil. Freshwater scarcity is accelerating. Corporations are already buying water rights. Future conflicts may center on water, not land.
I do hear some about that. That people are literally buying water.
Yeah.
Like bodies of water.
One fact that ties all these facts together is that most global suffering is not due to lack of resources, but how power is organized.
So it's, yeah.
Careful how you move, they want you living in cages. Stay away from sucker shit, the hating's contagious. I've been getting the money, dog, the money won't change.
Legend before it's time, and you just a buster before the rhyme.
rhyme. You prima donnas like the Virgin Madonna, the borderline. Bunch of boring lines, no one falling for it, so fall in line. The punchline, I'm like a freestyle slime. Stay off of mine, get it? Off of mine. Some of us get it, but off of crime. The office off the table, public defender. When they thought I was subbing, I thought sublime. Now I see since 2020, I clearly thought I was blind, yeah. The streets is watching them, they want them with Biggie and Pac in them. Resort to popping them, but how is that solving the problem? I got a lot of them, I also got dreams, I follow them. I'm not concerned with rappers who can't spit, so swallow them.
Yo, the stakes high, my way fives. Nine in the Belmont waistline. My plug got me truly showing bricks on FaceTime. Peace out, my niggas doing fed and state time. Where the paperwork ain't no hurt through the grapevine. Bought a house, steak well done with some steak fries. Poochie pull over in the red flying saucer. Crack back, scattered on the saucer. Fiend came back, she sold the baby at an auction. Wore my corn head.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
Check this audio clip out, y'all. This is Jesse Ventura, remember? Old wrestler and shit. And then he was the governor of Minnesota, right? Back in like the 90s or something like that. He was a government official in Minnesota. Yeah, Jesse Ventura, yeah. It's crazy because if you think about it, like he was a bad guy in wrestling. Remember when he was a wrestler, he was a bad guy. And then when he became an announcer for the WWE, he was a bad guy. But in reality, you know what I mean? He's kind of on our side. You know what I mean? He hates Donald Trump. You know, he hates the Republican Party. Because he said it himself, but he said basically, I don't know if he's an independent now or whatever. I don't know his party affiliation, but it sounds like he's not happy with like either party kind, I guess, or whatever. But he's still more Democrat, you know what I mean? Because he doesn't like Donald Trump, you know what I mean? But anyways, excuse me. Let's listen to what he's talking about. So he came back to Minnesota, I guess. Because, you know, he grew up there and all that. He went to school there and all that kind of stuff, too. But they're interviewing him, basically asking him about what's going on or whatever. I believe he was standing in front of his old high school he went to or whatever. I'm going to play this clip. It's about 2 minutes, y'all.
Roosevelt High School and how they stood up for what is supposed to be America and freedom.
Republicans and on Trump, and it is actually a great watch. So I wanted to share it with you guys. This was from Fox 9.
I'm so proud of Roosevelt High School and how they stood up for what is supposed to be America and freedom.
Okay, so this video is 9 minutes. I'm not going to play all 9 minutes. I'll play about 3 or 4 minutes of it. Here we go.
School year. I'm a 1969 graduate of Minneapolis Roosevelt. I'm proud of them for what they did. They made me proud as an alumni. Go Teddies.
What are your thoughts? I know we're jumping in, probably doubling up on some of his questions, but what are some of your thoughts about what unfolded yesterday? And then after that, what you saw?
Well, I've told you already, we're a country of the Constitution. We have leadership now that has destroyed the Constitution. They don't follow it. They could care less about it. Am I right or wrong? I took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I view after January 6th, the Republican Party is a domestic enemy to our Constitution. I can't get any bolder than that, can I?
And you obviously saw the video that the student shot outside here, and that obviously elicited a lot of emotions for you. Just watching
that. What do you
mean
the student shot?
There were some students who shot the video of the chaos here yesterday.
No,
it was nice.
I didn't even
see it. Oh, you didn't see it? Okay, I thought you did.
I didn't see it.
Okay, okay.
The only thing I've seen is the murder.
So talk about, you were a...
Two more minutes. I'm going to play two more minutes.
1969.
Have you been back here? Talk about that. Is this like the first time back?
No. Came back to homecoming 2 years ago. No. I'm a proud graduate. I held 3 school records in swimming, 2 District 17 records. Our football team was undefeated. We won. Back then, there were no playoffs. We played St. Paul Central for the Twin City Championship and defeated them, I think it was 21-6. And we did that at the old brick house, if you remember that, the old University of Minnesota. That's where they used to play the Twin City Championship game. There weren't playoffs then.
Dave Winfield was on that Central team, wasn't he?
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
Yep. We beat Dave Winfield and Central.
Just to be abundantly clear about what you're doing, what you wanted to do at the school here today.
I just came here today to show my support as a graduate of Roosevelt and tell them how proud I was of what they did of keeping ICE off of this campus. This is a place of learning. And you learn things like the Constitution. You learn about warrants. You learn about things of that nature. And what we're getting right now is violating all that, what kids are being taught. You want to know something? I'll give you a quote. We're a third world country now. You want to know why? I'm an expert. I've been to them. I spent 17 months in Southeast Asia while the draft dodger was playing golf, right? You know how I know we're a third world country? Because in third world countries, they have the military doing their police work in the cities when you walk around. I was in the Philippines the day Ferdinand Marcos declared martial law and went under dictatorship. We went from nobody to a guy with a machine gun on every corner. That's what happens in a dictatorship. In comes the military. That's what's happening here. And people better wake up to it. You want to read something? Then read your history of Germany and start comparing the tactics of what happened in 1930s Germany to what's happening here. Read history. You'll learn from history. And this is nothing new. This is all repeated. This is a game plan, it looks like to me, you know, of what's going on here. How dare Minnesota, we'll take care of ourselves. We don't need federal troops coming in here without warrants.
Some people have said this undermines local law enforcement.
It undermines the entire Constitution. The military cannot be turned loose unless it's a national emergency. They're going to tell me this is a national emergency.
Message for Trump and or message for Governor Walz?
Who was that? You mean the draft-dodging coward? I don't call him by name. He's the draft-dodging coward who, when it was his time to serve his country, he did what all rich white boys did. I wasn't a rich white boy. I grew up in South Minneapolis. Most of me and all my friends are Vietnam veterans. We had to go. But the rich white boys never had to go, did they? And he didn't have to go, did he? And yet he's going to tell me what courage is?
Are you supporting Governor Walz and Mayor Fry the way they've been outspoken towards?
Absolutely.
This is off the Do the Right Thing original motion picture soundtrack, y'all. By Bill Lee and the Natural Spiritual Orchestra. These are like the original, you know, like basically like the full songs. I'm gonna just play a couple minutes, y'all enjoy. Do the Right Thing is one of my favorite movies of all time. I'm gonna play about 2 minutes, y'all. I'll be right back. Podcast with DBJ and Michelle coming to you from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, y'all. Enjoy the weekend and go Pack Go. This is the part, this is the song. Remember when the mayor was walking down the street and then Ruby Dee was yelling at him, calling him a drunk and stuff? This is from that part. Don't nobody bother the mayor.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
I love everyone. Remember, that's what he said, y'all. And she was like, you are old drunk. I was like, whatever do to you, woman? I think that's disrespectful, though, to say that woman, like when you say it like with that tone, I think that's kind of disrespectful. Yeah, great movie. Michelle loves that movie, too. She just hates the part where Radio Raheem got killed. That's why she don't really like watching that movie. I understand that. Totally get that. Mo' Better Blues is one of my favorite movies. The original Batman. With Michael Keaton and all them, and Prince soundtrack, and Kim Basinger and all that, and Jack Nicholson. Yep. All right, y'all. Of course, Star Wars, the original, the old ones. Those are my favorite ones, not the newer ones they got out. Where exactly is the Grand Canyon at?
In Arizona.
Because a lot of that stuff runs into
Like some of them national parks actually run between state lines, don't they? Like kind of into each other?
Yeah.
Because they're too big not to.
Yeah. Yeah, see, we could do the Grand Canyon.
We can take Chewy with us?
Yeah.
You want to go to the Grand Canyon with us, Bubba? We're talking about our trip.
And then, go to Cali. Then we're not actually going through Nevada.
Oh, so we're going to go. You go through Utah. I thought we said we wanted to go to.
But I'm just saying, if we want to see the Grand Canyon instead,
oh,
we can do that too. Oh. In or instead,
okay.
Because that's a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Oh.
Pittsburgh led 21-0 thanks to a Rashard Mendenhall double dip. Big Bang found along with a Willie Green fumble. Return for a touchdown.
I don't even know what you want.
I mention this to you because this was the last AFC Championship game without either Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady playing.
What?
Peace and blessings and good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever day or time it is you're listening. This is the Cold World Podcast with DBJ and Michelle, y'all. We're coming to you from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yeah, it's Sunday. It is officially Sunday, January 11th, when we are recording this. Yep, it's about 5:30 in the morning. Yep, coming off that Packers L last night. Yep, my prediction was wrong. I had them winning 17-10. Yeah, that game was crazy. They were up three scores. We're up 21-3. I actually fell asleep, y'all. I fell asleep because I was dozing off. I felt myself nodding off and shit. And I was just, I couldn't fight it anymore, right? And I was like, man, they got this. 21-3. It just really felt like they had control of that game. You know what I mean? Because normally I wouldn't even risk even falling asleep. But I felt confident. I woke up, Michelle told me that they had lost. I was like, what? I didn't even believe her at first. I was like, you're joking, right? I thought she was about to say, no, I'm just playing. She was like, no, and she was kind of describing what happened. I was like, man, I was like, you're playing, right? You're joking. She was like, no, I'm serious. I'm like, fuck, man. So she tried waking me up a couple times. I wish she would have tried a little harder to get me up. You know what I mean? Considering it was a huge Packer game like that, I wish she would have tried a little harder, but she tried to get me up. I guess I just, she says I was like, uh-huh, or whatever. I don't remember any of that, but I told her, I was like, maybe it's a good thing that I didn't wake up, so I didn't have to witness that shit. Yeah, that's crazy, though, but that's how our teams always kind of are here in Wisconsin. And, like, well, first of all, Chicago Bears fans, congratulations. I'm not congratulating that team, but I'll congratulate the fans or the people that like the team, because I know y'all, you know what I mean? It's just sports, y'all. Don't be offended, but y'all teams ain't been shit in a long time. Y'all, you know, Super Bowl, 85, which in my opinion is one of the best football teams ever. You know what I mean? Like, y'all got some athletes that can't be disputed like that are like some of the best of all time. Walter Payton, Michael Jordan. You know what I mean? Y'all got some people that, you know, but as far as winning, you guys haven't seen much winning in any sport. So I get it. You guys are really, really enjoying it. You know what I mean? But y'all ain't about to win no Super Bowl with that team. Just like the Packers weren't about to win no Super Bowl with that team. I knew that. I was just hoping they'd win this game. You know what I mean? So I could watch my Packers a little more and just extend the season. But I knew the Packers weren't. That team ain't going to no Super Bowl. And to be brutally honest with you, I'm okay with them getting put out now versus going to an NFC Championship game and losing, or going to the Super Bowl and losing. Like that, to me, that personally, that would sting more. That would hurt. Taking that L, it would be a little harder getting over that L than versus getting knocked out in the first round. You know what I mean? And keep this in mind for all the Bear fans that are sniggling, giggling. Only one team's going to be happy at the end when this is all said and done with. Only one team can win that Super Bowl. And I'd be willing to bet dollars of donuts it ain't going to be the Bears. So you guys can giggle and sniggle and enjoy it for what, till next weekend? And I would assume more than likely you're going to get, that's when your season is going to end, next weekend. So enjoy it for the rest of the week and all that, brag and boast, because it's a good feeling, which y'all haven't experienced in a while, that playoff feeling, a playoff win. Man, that's, it feels good. So you guys are experiencing that, haven't experienced that in a long time, because the Packers have been kicking the Bears' ass for a couple minutes now. But anyways, congratulations. Like my mother, she's the only one that gets a pass as far as Bear fans. She's a Bear fan. That's my mother, so she'll always get a pass. But anyone else, yeah, F the Bears, F the Bulls, all that. Y'all know how that is. It's Wisconsin versus Illinois. It's a sports. Don't be taking it personal. And if you're taking it personal, then that's, you got some issues you need to work on. But anyways, yep, congrats though, y'all. And I don't subscribe to the root for the team that knocked your team out. I think that's the dumbest shit ever. But like, to each his own. I'm talking about for me. Like, I'm not rooting for the team that knocked me out or knocked my team out. That doesn't make sense to me. Yeah, you just beat me, so let me go on and root for you. No, I'm rooting for the team to beat you so you can be sitting right where I am. Yeah, that's how I feel about that. All right, y'all. I'm about to throw some clothes in, though. It's going to be a little therapeutic. So I'm going to wash some clothes, just a couple loaves. And we're going to get this episode together for y'all. Michelle's still in the bed. I got the news going. I don't even want to turn on the local news because they're going to be just talking about the Packer game every second. I want to get over it and not continue to think about it. But no, but like I was saying, though, that this Packer team, they weren't going to no Super Bowl anyway. So I know that, just like with the Bucks, the Milwaukee Bucks. I was saying that before the season started. That's a 30-win team. That team ain't going nowhere. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you still root for your team because that's your team, but you can also at the same time be realistic and say that they're not that talented or they're, you know what I mean? But yeah, so I'm going to finish this coffee. I'm going to run downstairs. I think I'm going to take Chewy with me downstairs. I got to get some quarters and then I'm going to get a couple loads in. Yeah. All right, y'all. Thanks for listening. Congratulations, Chicago Bear fans. But whoever you guys play next weekend, that's who I'm going for. And then we got two games today. So be looking forward to that. So, yeah, I'm just going to chill. I'm just going to wash these clothes, and then that's pretty much.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions, hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code PODCAST at joyandblokes.com.
I'm just going to chill and wait for these other football games and some more basketball to come on today. We took our Christmas tree down. I think that's pretty awesome. Yeah, we took our tree down. We ran some errands. Michelle went to the store yesterday. Shout out that Trader Joe's. Like, that was the first time I had been to that Trader Joe's. It was like last weekend or whatever it was when we went. Michelle went there yesterday again with her daughter. They got some solid stuff up in there. I think is Trader Joe's basically the equivalent of like, would that be the equivalent of like the suburban Aldi? You know, we got Aldi, Milwaukee. I mean, Aldi's are other places too. Now, speaking of that, I just heard that some of these Aldi's are actually going to be closing. I wonder what's going on with that. But, all right, y'all. Yeah, I'm gonna get these clothes going though, and sit down and watch some news and drink some coffee. All right, y'all. Enjoy the music, the clips, and the content, and please spread the word. Give us a review, a rating, a rating. My bad, y'all. I think that's it. All right, y'all. Oh, also, so in this episode, right, like Michelle was saying, so we're going to play 4 movie clips, and we wanted to see if y'all can guess what movie it is. So we'll play about, like, maybe, you know, 20 to 30 seconds or whatever of the movie, and obviously we can't communicate with each other, whatever, but you know what I mean? Y'all know what I mean, so just, I wonder if y'all can figure out who they are. We're going to kind of try to make it tough, like with the lines we use, so it's not like obvious. We got one of them done already, so we're gonna pull 3 more movie clips, so they'll be periodically through the episode, you know what I mean? So just be listening, but there'll be 4 of them. All right, y'all, I'm gonna run downstairs and get some quarters. I'm gonna just take Chewy with me. Get some quarters so I can wash some clothes. Yep, maybe next year Packers can do something. But that's what I was saying though, you know what I mean? Only one team's gonna win the Super Bowl. So when it's all said and done, it's only gonna be one team happy. You know what I mean? So I think I'm going to go for the Rams now, yep. Los Angeles Rams. Yep. You know, those are very, he's not underrated, not very underrated, but an underrated quarterback, Matt Stafford. That's because he spent all them years in Detroit, like, losing. You know what I mean? Oh, they put a rug down here finally. Too cold to go outside, Bubs, right now. Ooh. Yeah, they got like a little workout room in our building. That's where they keep the change machine. So just gonna pull out $8. That'll be enough to wash. It's $2 to wash. Yes, $2 to wash and $1.50 to dry. So two more, y'all. Thanks for being patient, Chewy. Hold on, Chewy. Like, I would run him out, but, like, I ain't even got no, I didn't even bring a bag down with me or nothing. Hold on. Let's see. Come on, boss. So we'll go out real quick. Let's see. Is there any packages? Are we waiting on anything? I don't think we're waiting on nothing. Yeah, it's brutal out here, man. Woo, you can go out and get a piss in real quick. Come on. Woo. Sniff around for a little bit. Ooh, it's cold out here. I know. Go ahead. You want to pee on that real quick? It's cold out here, bro.
let's go back in.
Yeah, it's pretty cold out there. I think he was like, I'm good. We'll get him outside later, though. Once it warms up, I think it's supposed to be in the 40s today. Here in Milwaukee. Somebody must have been complaining about the apartment or whatever, maybe, you know, because you can tell, you can usually tell when, like, maybe someone has complained a lot or whatever, because then all of a sudden you'll see, like, the elevators would be all cleaned, the hallways, you know, and the floors would be vacuumed, you know what I mean? The garbage would be taken out, you know, you can just tell, like, because you can smell, like, the cleaning supplies and shit, too. So, I could tell somebody was up washing clothes all earlier than me because it smells like laundry soap. I love that smell. That Facebook page squared away though, because I went on there. Yeah, we got like a couple pictures. I think there's like one picture of Michelle and I. It's like a black and white photo. You can't really see us that good. You can only see like half of my face in there, like half of her face. I think we were taking like one of those, like, where you go into like the booth and take like a picture. I think we were doing one of those things. That had to have been from at least 7-8 years ago. But anyways, I think there's like a couple pictures of me on there. There might be a couple like short videos that we got up there, but yeah, if y'all want to go check that out. But we're gonna get that squared away and make that more visible. But it's yeah, on the Facebooks, it's Cold World Podcast with DVJ and Michelle. Yeah, Facebook page. And then I got a regular Facebook page too. You know what I mean? Yeah. All right, y'all. Let's get back to this episode. I got my quarters, so I'm about to go throw a couple loads in. I just fed Chewy, so he's good to go. And then, like I said, Michelle's still in the bed, so yeah, she sleeps in on the weekends. On Saturday morning, she sleeps in. She usually don't get up till like around like 8-9, you know, because during the week, I mean, she works from home a couple days a week, but during the week, like when she has to go in, she gets up at 5, so, you know what I mean? All right, y'all. Oh, and then shout out Trader Joe's, these cranberry pecan muffins. Very good. They're to write home about. These are very good. I didn't go with Michelle to Trader Joe's yesterday. She went with her.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code PODCAST at joyandblokes.com.
Daughter,
because I'm going to be brutally honest with you. When I went there the first time, like, although, like, it's decent, like, the product is decent there. Like, it was just, it was too much for me, like, dealing with all them young-ass kids up in there. Them suburban kids, they'll be, man, it was just like, I don't know, felt kind of chaotic in there. And then, like, a lot of times they don't be having no manners or nothing like that. They don't say, excuse me. They don't, like, they just be kind of, I don't like being around all that. Because I don't want to have to say something to one of them, you know what I mean? Like, one of them young adults, like, damn, like, you ain't going to say excuse me, or you're not going to, you're just, you know what I mean? I don't want to plant myself in that scenario. Because they can just be loud and obnoxious and just, yeah, sometimes. And sometimes I ain't picking on y'all. And don't try to say somebody's being racist by saying this or nothing like that, right? But I notice, one thing I notice about white people, when I say something about white people that could be taken as negative or critical or whatever, whether it's about their behavior, the things they do or say or whatever, you know what I mean? You can't take that and try to say that someone's being racist or whatever, you know what I mean? When I'm just pointing out human behavior, you know what I mean? I'm not doing this stuff, so don't be upset with me. But I notice, what I was saying is, like, if you say, like, well, white people do that, that doesn't mean every single person and every single person that's white is guilty or we're accusing of doing that or whatever. It's just saying, like, you know what I mean? It doesn't mean all. It doesn't mean most. It doesn't mean, it's just saying some white people do this. So what I notice about some white people, they can be very intrusive. They can be horrible at recognizing and respecting people's personal space. I'll give you some examples of that. Like, a lot of times they don't say excuse me. A lot of times, like, they'll invade personal space. Like, have you ever been, like, I remember last summer, I left work, I was on the way to get Michelle, right? I think I stopped, picked Chewy up, because I wanted to take him with me so he could get some fresh air and shit, right? So I remember I timed it a little wrong, signed it up. I was like, okay, well, I got about an extra 15, 20 minutes or whatever before I got to go get Michelle. So I was like, let me just park, you know, at the lake, and I'll just sit here. I'll let Chewy out, we'll, you know, run around for a few minutes or whatever just to kill some time, right? So I parked my spot, I found a spot. Now we're talking about, y'all listening from Milwaukee, I'm talking about Lake Drive, like down by the lake. If you're coming from like the North Shore and you take Lake Drive, you drive all the way down. So you know once you get down by the lake, they're like on the right side of the street, there's like tons of spots where you can just pull over and just park, right? Right on Lake Drive. So that particular day, like there were only a few cars parked, like even just on that row, right? So I'm like, there's tons of spaces. I'm like, bet. So I pull over, boom. I'm just fucking around with my phone or whatever, just chilling, right? I look up, there's a car parked right behind me. I mean, right behind me. It was a white person. Not that that's bad. I'm just saying, though, it's just like you look up in your rearview mirror and you see someone put, and you're looking and you're like, there are no other cars parked anywhere around here. I mean, there was like so many available spaces that she could have parked. I mean, like just like empty. Like she could have chose, you know what I mean? But for some reason, she chose to plant her car right the fuck behind mine. Right behind mine. And you know what I'm saying? Blocks. Blocks and blocks and blocks of free parking spaces. But she found it, somehow, some way, she found it to make sure that she planted herself right behind my vehicle. Or I've had a situation before, and I don't usually do number twos in like public bathrooms or anything like that. 9 times out of 10, that's something I'm not gonna do. But I remember one particular day, was at work. Now we have 5 stalls at our work, 5 shitters. So I went in and used the bathroom. It was just me, the only one in there. I tried to pick out a moment in time where like no one was in there, right? Because I had to go really bad. So I went to the bathroom, went in the last stall, right? So now I went to the last stall. So there's 4 other stalls, right? From when you enter the door, there's that first one, second one, third one, fourth one, and then the 5th one, which I was in. So I'm in the last stall, right, from where you walk in the door. So I'm in the furthest stall, ass end of the bathroom, right? I'm at the ass end of the bathroom, on the wall, basically, in the last stall, right, to give myself space. So I'm in there, on the toilet doing my thing. Someone walks in there. I know it's a white person. I ain't trying to be that way. I'm just saying I know it's a white person because I'm the only black. Well, there's 1 other black person that works there. No, 2. One of them works in the bottling department. And then there's a dude that I work with too. So there's 3 of us. But, so anyway, so I'm in there taking a shit. And then I hear the bathroom door open. You know what I mean? And you know how you can like look down. You can look and like kind of look under the stall and just see. So I could see the boots coming in. So I knew who it was. I'm like, dang. Dude walked in and sat in the stall right next to my. So he basically sat in the 4th stall. Now he didn't see me going there. He didn't know I was in there or anything like that. But like, cause what I did too, like when I heard someone else enter the bathroom, like I coughed, and you know, you start like rolling the toilet paper thing down to like create noise, cause it's kind of like a way of alerting someone, like, hey, I'm in here, don't come sit in the one right next to me. You know what I mean? Kind of. Have y'all done that just to create noise so someone knows you're in there? Cause they may not be able to see your feet. And then too, yeah. So then, yeah, dude walked in. Older white fella and sat in the stall right next to me. I don't even think he realized. Maybe he saw my feet right when he was walking up to that stall, but he had to hear me cough and roll the toilet paper thing down, like, you know, boom, it makes that noise. So I did that so someone would realize, oh, there's someone else in here, let me make sure that I sit in one, you know, further away or whatever. But yeah, sitting in one right next to mine. And I was just sitting in there thinking to myself, like, dude, like, there's 3 other stalls, man. Go sit in one of those, dude. I don't want to hear you shitting. I don't want you to hear me shitting. I don't want to, like, what is this shit, dude? Like, so yeah, those are examples. They just be intrusive. With personal space, they'll walk right in front of you, won't say excuse me, they won't hold the door open sometimes. Like, they'll be having that me first attitude sometimes. I'll be hating that shit, yeah, but I don't know what that is. Because they say, like, each race has, like, you know, certain things, they do certain things and all that and stuff. Some of that stuff can be confirmed. Some of it is bullshit. Some of it just is stereotypes. But some of the stereotypes, it doesn't matter what race. Some of the stereotypes would be sticking. And I think are accurate. But yeah, I don't know why we got all into that one. But yeah, but sometimes, yeah, white people can be intrusive. You guys aren't, like, good at, like, respecting people's personal space and boundaries sometimes is what I'm saying. All right, y'all. So, this is crazy because this flew over my head as well, too. I ain't even gonna sit here in front with y'all. It flew over my head. Like, I had heard about it. Like, I had heard that, that the ICE agents had shot and killed like another individual, but I didn't get like all the details. I didn't know it was a black individual as well. You know what I mean? But come to find out, well, I found this out last night, like found out it and like actually did some digging on the story. So Michelle and I are gonna delve more into that later. But there's a couple reasons that this is tragic. So first of all, Keith Porter, who was a black man, was killed by ICE on New Year's Eve. Yeah, black man named Keith Porter Jr. was shot dead by an off-duty ICE agent as he was celebrating New Year's Eve in Northridge, L.A. So is that Northridge, Louisiana? I'm going to assume, yeah. Northridge, L.A., I'm going to assume that's Louisiana. He was 43 years old, a father of two daughters, and had no arrests has been made. They have a GoFundMe to support his family. Say his name, hashtag Keith Porter, hashtag Black Lives Matter. Oh, that's the other thing, too. With the Black Lives Matter thing, so you had some black and brown people that actually had a problem with black, well, it doesn't matter how brown people felt about it in this moment. I'm talking about, but like, there were some black people that were unhappy with the Black Lives Matter movement because they said like people were stealing funds and all that other kind of shit. If there was some of that going on, like I get it, that it's okay to be critical of that. You know what I mean? But let's just leave it at that. Let's not try to make it seem like the whole Black Lives Matter movement or just the terminology of just what it means. That's not bogus. Black lives matter do matter. Black lives do matter. So the slogan, the message, the saying, the meaning of it, there's nothing nefarious about that. It's accurate as hell. Black lives do matter. Was there some bullshit going on amongst the people that kind of had the money and all that kind of, okay, there might have been some BS going on, but that's separate. But the whole meaning and the point of Black Lives Matter, the actual meaning behind it and why it was created, there's nothing bogus about that. So let's make sure that we're separating the two. It's okay to say that maybe there was some stuff going on or whatever, but make sure you separate the two and not try to make it seem like the whole Black Lives Matter thing and just in general is garbage, because that's bullshit. But you have some people doing that, trying to like talk negatively about Black Lives Matter because there might have been a few business deals or whatever, you know, money moving and shaking and shit. Well, that's on them. But don't try to take it out on the whole movement and make it seem like the whole movement's a piece of shit. That's what I didn't like. Another thing I didn't like is how, like, them Republicans would be trying to say, like, like, remember during the election, they were trying to say, like, Michelle and I were talking about yesterday about, like, police budgets. You know, and, like, us Democrats were saying, like, you know, defund the police or whatever. It didn't mean take all the money from police and strip them so they can't have any money. Let's take all their budget. Let's, like, close the police department down. That ain't what people meant. And then Republicans knew that. They know what people said. When people said defund the police, they know what they were actually saying. And they know what that means. It just means maybe take a few million dollars of this that you're using for that, and let's maybe move it over here so there's more training or more emphasis or more dollars can go into this to make this area better. It doesn't have anything to do with, like, taking their entire budget. And they knew that, but they tried to run with that and try to use it against us and make it seem like we are trying to say that the cops shouldn't be funded anymore and the police should just go away, poof. That's bullshit. Nobody was saying that shit. We all know we need police. We all know that. Everyone knows that. So, yeah, that was irritate me when they would take, like, things and they would try to flip it around and make it seem like it was negative when in reality they knew what we were talking about. You know, can we maybe be better with the wording on stuff when we're creating things and naming stuff potentially? But still, people know what people mean. But they'll try to take it and flip it and try that. I don't like that shit. But anyway, so Keith Porter, yep. He was killed by an ICE agent on New Year's Eve. And I'd be willing to bet dollars and donuts the majority of us didn't even hear about this. Because they're busy talking about the white lady that was killed. And rightfully so, you should talk about it. She was murdered by an ICE agent. But Keith Porter's case should be getting talked about just as much. He was killed by an ICE agent. And a lot of times, our black and brown people, like, our stories that go unnoticed, so they'll get talked about for a hot second and that's it. But a lot of times when it is somebody white, when they face tragedy or something really terrible happens to them, a lot of times they do get the publicity and the notoriety. You see that a lot of times when, with just missing people, a lot of times black and brown people, their stories go unheard. But when it's somebody white, their stories are plastered all over the news. Like, oh, let's save the, you know, let's save the damsel in distress. The white lady being picked up by King Kong, the great ape beast. We must save her. You know what I mean? That's crazy. But anyways, what do I know? But anyways, I think I'm going to be, I'm going for the Rams now. Rest of the playoffs. I know I just jumped from one topic to another, but yeah, I'm going to go for the Rams. Maybe I thought about that because my mother, she got us some Rams coffee mugs a few years ago when she went to California. Yeah, my mother was born in Los Angeles, so. But she got us some coffee mugs to come back from there. These are like double mug, you know, these are like double. These are solid. You can listen, you can tell. Yeah, these are good. Yeah. These mugs, these coffee cups probably cost about $30 or some shit like that. I don't know, but yeah, so we're going to go for the Rams. Well, I know I am going for the Rams. All right, y'all. Let's get back to this episode. Enjoy the music, the clips, and the content. So go do some information. I mean, go do some digging, some of your own information digging and diving if you want to on the Keith Porter situation. Yeah, he was killed by an off-duty ICE agent on New Year's Eve. Most of us didn't hear about it. They should be talking about the Minnesota situation at the same time they're talking about what happened in Northridge, Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play this audio real quick. Let's see if there is.
Unjust. My name is Anaya Porter. My father's name was Keith Porter Jr.
Oh, this is his daughter. Or at least they say they are.
My name is Anaya Porter. My father's name was Keith Porter Jr. My father's dead. He was killed by an off-duty ICE agent. It was unjust. And I've seen things I don't like, and I want to remind people that this is real life. This is my real life. This isn't news. This is an article I can just swipe away on. My dad's dead. Please respect him. Say his name. Fuck ICE and Black Lives Matter. Justice for Keith Porter Jr.
Please go read up on that, y'all. Yeah, that was his daughter. Man. All right, y'all. We're not going to have a ton of this episode be all heavy and stuff with this stuff. Sometimes we got to have a little fun and lighten it up some, man, because, God, this world is so crazy. Now, do y'all see why we call our podcast The Cold World? It's a cold world. It is. It's brutal. Right? All right, y'all. I'm going to go watch this news, though. I ain't even turning on the local news because they're going to just be talking about the Packer loss. I'm trying not to even hear about it no more. Man, that shit pissed me off. But it is what it is because, like I said, at the end of the day, only one team's going to win the Super Bowl. That's with every sport. That's one thing that's real quick. That's one reason why I don't like the way they, like, do, like, as far as, like, how they try to say, how they try to judge everything on rings. That's kind of, that kind of doesn't make sense to me. Not kind of, it doesn't make sense to me because I don't care what sport it is. You can only have one winner. I don't care if it's football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, whatever, tennis. You can only have one winner. So everyone else is going to beat, is going to lose. You know what I mean? So, like, how are you going to tell me someone like Dan Marino wasn't a super great quarterback because he didn't win a Super Bowl? Dan Marino is a top 10 quarterback ever to throw that ball. Couldn't. Man. What if Aaron Rodgers wins the Super Bowl this year? Where would you place him? Would he be a top 5 quarterback ever? Ever? Yeah, that's crazy. All right, y'all. Neely Fuller Jr., y'all, is talking about racism and shit. He's talking about how to shut up a racist.
Person. And how it works. Everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Now, sometimes people say, well, you mean everything that I understand will confuse me if I don't understand racism? Yes, because racism is the dominant political and religious motivating force among the people of the planet.
This is a 5-minute video.
In all areas of activity. Economics, education,
labor,
entertainment, labor,
law,
politics, religion, sex, and war. That covers just about everything that any person, minute by minute, might be doing or engaged in any time of day or night, anywhere on the planet. So it means each and every white person that you talk to, their priority has to be, look, let's wrap up this whole thing about racism once and for all, and let's do it in the next 15 minutes. Because that's all it would really take. I keep saying that like that's just some type of general metaphor or some type of cliche that I'm coming up with. No, I'm saying this can be done in 15 minutes. If we would just get to the core of having everybody say how they feel about everything as far as what they are going to do, not just how they feel. We have been there. Everybody's expressed how they feel. You know, well, I feel that black people, are just not meeting their responsibilities. Well, see, you need, everything is about questions and answers. So when somebody makes a statement like that, well, you black people are not living up to your responsibilities, then you have a question on the board. Okay, wait a minute. Hold it right there. We're not meeting our responsibilities. The question is, what is our responsibility? Well, you should pay more attention to how you raise your children. By doing what? Well, try to raise them in the right way. Right way by doing what? So you haven't got to the doing part yet. Well, show them to be good citizens and whatnot. You're using cliches, sir. Good citizens by doing what? See, it always comes down to that one word made of two letters, do. Well, teach them not to rob and steal from the delicatessen down there on the corner drugstore and put that man out of business, even though he's black, too. or he's Arab, you don't like him and all like that. Teach them not to be more responsible and don't go down there and do that. And teach them to get a job rather than rob and steal and whatnot. Get a job doing what? Well, go to school and get an education so you qualify to get a job. Go to what school and get what education? Where? And where is the finance coming from to go to the school, sir? Are you going to put the finance up? Everything comes from you. You're doing all this talking. Everything comes from you. We are your children. Illegitimate children, of course. But when you say raise your children, we are your children. You took us over. That makes us childlike, boys and girls, which is what you call us. See, this is the way we should be talking at a table. See, it always comes back to the white supremacists because that's what supreme means. Every complaint that the white supremacists make about black people, you say, whatever you're complaining about, me, comes from you. I am your product. You're complaining about what you have produced, sir. You say that, you know, I'm stupid. I'm ignorant. I don't know how to do anything constructive. Well, who has been my teacher other than you? Well, I try to teach you, but you people are just inferior. Now we're getting to it. Oh, I'm inferior, meaning what? Meaning no matter how I try to teach you or what I try to do with you people, you're just born inferior. I mean, it's just that way. For some reason, you just can't learn. You don't know how to do anything. Everything that you touch turns to a great big mess. If I'm not around here to hold your hand and walk you through everything, everything just turns to nothing. Oh, in other words, I'm completely incapable of ever doing anything constructive. Boy, you got it. You got it. And I just tolerate you because I'm here on the planet with you. And I try to be compassionate, but I really can't do anything with you people because you are inferior by nature. You just can't do it. You can't cut it. Your mind doesn't work that way. All you're good for is just getting in the way of messing up everything that anybody else tries to accomplish. That's all you're good for. All right. That's your conclusion, sir? Yes, that's my conclusion. Okay. Now, we're still stuck with that one thing, aren't we? Well, what's that? The doing part. What do you do with people who are absolutely inferior? Now, let's wrap this up in about 5 minutes now, because we get toward the end, sir.
Lloyd Banks, y'all. Lloyd Banks. I'm ready for this Packer game to come on. Well, I'm about to watch the Carolina Rams game first, though. Here's some Lloyd Banks, though. Music interlude. 90 seconds, y'all. I got it recording through the Bluetooth. I hope it sounds decent.
Like a crisp beat.
Even the skate of block seats in the city made me cold. I don't think I'ma ever stop freezing. Filet me on for no reason. Too many days of chopped cheese and move like I'm under surveillance, but not with me. What it was on, another one's out the chamber. When you come up in the boroughs, you comfortable around the danger. They ain't gonna do nothing for you, nigga. Helps a lot of favors, cause we never had much. Never survive on what they gave us. 101 reasons. Shit gon' stay the same, you gotta go through the stages. Careful how you move, they want you living in cages. Stay away from sucker shit, the hatin's contagious. I been getting the money, dog, the money won't change.
Legend before it's time, and you just a buster before the rhyme. You prima donnas like the Virgin Madonna, but borderline. Bunch of boring lines, no one falling for it, so fall in line. The punchline, I'm like a freestyle slime, stay off of mine, get.
So we're gonna play a clip from. It's 80s, right? An 80s hip-hop movie, and see if you can tell us what it is.
Said no more dishes, yo, man. Stupid.
Sorry, man. Auditions are over today, all right? You got to come back next week. Maybe we can work something out, all right? Box.
What's this, man? Yo, man. Come on, man. We're through, all right? No more, man. Don't worry, man.
I can never make the noise stop. They always singing on the carol. Bars they can see, they know it's something in the shadows.
Music in a little jar. Styles P.
Wolves like the book by Cavario. Did a lot of dirt, but never would say sorry though. Wild like the Latin boys down in El Barrio. Crook on the jokes, then you better do your cardio. Run to him or run from him. He's a killer, so you can't take his gun from him. He bad coke, so his hands feel numb from him. He's a cold-hearted bastard, better dumb-dumb him. Preferably at 45. My job is making sure if they violate the big man, a little shorty ride. Out in the stretcher in the ambulance. Me, I let the hammer blend, but niggas moving grams on a hand-to-hand. If I'm talking snow, it's an avalanche. I ain't thinking to rap, but catch me in the battle stance. Yes, yeah, the ghost, motherfucker. Guns, rappers, and blunts. Yeah, I smoke, motherfucker.
Check out my...
Movie in HD, bet you it ain't a saga. Me, I'm a slinger, you a singer like Lady Gaga. I can see through you about as clear as a rock boxer. Knock out your teeth with the back of the mic proper. I don't give a fuck about a chopper. Leave you in the doctor. iPod filled with Big Papa. Make 16s, I call Oscars for actors. Getting your neck and your back like chiropractors. I'm so nice, I could give you a fact backwards. Al Harvester is ghost. Keeping kids close. Sick when I was 9 years old. That's my kinfolk. My people been broke, a couple been rich. Rappers jail, I be running the whole pen, bitch. Ghost Talib and Jean Grey. X-Men and hip-hop, still rock. Harder than Green Day, classic. Like vinyl, but let the machine spray.
So on New Year's Eve around 10:30 p.m. in Northridge, Los Angeles, Keith Porter was shot and killed by an off-duty ICE agent.
Was it Los Angeles or Louisiana?
Los Angeles.
Northridge, Los Angeles? Wouldn't it be CA?
Northridge is a suburb of Los Angeles.
Side
note real quick before Michelle gets going. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's a ripple effect of me not ever being nowhere. She's been to California multiple times, so that was just like common knowledge to her. When I saw LA, I thought it was Louisiana.
Oh.
Because okay. When I thought it would be CA meant California, but you corrected me on that.
Come on, Bubba.
So Keith Porter was shot and killed by an off-duty ICE agent who lived in the same apartment complex. The Department of Homeland Security stated the off-duty agent heard gunshots near his residence and went to investigate. DHS says that the agent encountered Porter holding a long rifle, ordered him to drop it, and after Porter allegedly did not comply and fired at the agent shot and killed him. Family members and local activists dispute the active shooter narrative. They say Porter was firing shots into the air as part of a New Year's Eve celebration, a common but dangerous and unlawful practice in some communities. Relatives and civil rights advocates are demanding transparency and accountability, arguing that if it weren't an ICE agent involved, the killer would likely have been arrested and charged immediately. The LAPD is investigating, as are federal authorities, the FBI and the DOJ, because it involves a federal agent. Officers have not publicly released body camera or surveillance footage or named the ICE agent involved. The killing sparked local mourning and protest. Vigils have been held in Northridge and nearby communities in honor of Porter's life, with dozens gathering to demand justice. Community members emphasized Porter was a beloved father, friend, and community person, rejecting the government's characterization of him as an active threat. Civil rights groups, including Black Lives Matter Los Angeles and Project Islamic Hope, are calling for accountability and an independent investigation. Porter's death has coincided with other controversial shootings involving immigration enforcement agents, raising broader questions about the use of force by federal officers. These incidents have drawn national scrutiny and criticism of ICE and DHS policies and training. The death of Keith Porter Jr. remains under investigation by federal and local law enforcement. No charges have been publicly announced against the ICE agent, and public pressure and calls for transparency continue with the community leaders and civil rights activists.
Here's what the coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, Doc Rivers, has to say about ICE.
What happened in Minnesota was a straight up murder, in my opinion. And it's awful. You know, this lady was probably trying to go home and she didn't make it home, and that's really sad. So the whole ICE thing is a travesty. You know, it's clearly, to me, we're attacking brown people. So the whole ICE thing is a travesty. You know, it's clearly, to me, we're attacking brown people, and I just happen to be brown. And I don't think it should just be brown people who are upset at this. I think we all have to be. I don't care what side of this thing you are on politically. What's going on in our country right now is absolutely wrong as far as the race stuff. The politics, I'm not going to get into. The race stuff, I will. And it's just wrong, and we have to do something. But the only thing we can do right now is keep speaking up, because it doesn't seem like they care. And that's troublesome. Last thing I'm going to say, because I don't want to stay on this, but I could. I keep thinking about kids. And when I grew up, the president was always the role model. And I think about that and the effect of being a bully, lying. How is that good for our kids? And that worries me.
No lies detected. So Michelle and I got the we're gonna get the our Facebook page updated today. Like we said, the Cold World Podcast with DBJ and Michelle. And go check our Facebook page. We're going to put some like photos and a couple videos and stuff like up there and stuff like that. If y'all are interested to check that stuff out. All right.
Music interlude. Enjoy some Peter Tosh.
About a minute and a half. This is from a Peter Tosh concert, y'all, back in the 70s.
Watching all them birds passing by. Oh, how sweet they sing. Oh, how much I wish that I could fly. Sitting in the midday sun.